I would definitely recommend the company to use Entity Framework, or to be more precise, Entity Framework Core, because to me it's a very mature ORM framework that was battle-tested in multiple years by many companies across the world. If you know how to use that tool properly, then you're able to work around say some performance issues that people are complaining about. But most of the time, those performance issues I see are caused by an incorrect use of the framework, by the fact that the people using that didn't spend enough time to learn about how to use it properly. The issues I'm seeing often is an incorrect use of includes, forgotten use of includes. Thanks God, this was ended by the Entity Framework Core, because now eager loading is default and lazy loading is not present at all. You can use query splitting, you can use include filtering. If you are checking using a profiler how the query gets materialized and what transact SQL gets generated, then you can very easily spot problematic queries, and then you can slightly tweak the link statements to get a query you need. So to me, Entity Framework is really robust. It's very efficient if you're using it properly, and it will give you a rapid development. Obviously, it's a trade-off, right? If you want to squeeze the maximum out of the performance, you want to handcraft all the queries, then go for it. You can create all those raw SQL statements and stored procedures. But with Entity Framework, you can get the best from the both worlds.